fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Starting the second hour here, this is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on the 29th day of July, 2006. We're talking about preparedness. Preparedness to deal with hard times. Preparedness to help those you love, especially those too young or too old to care for themselves. Preparedness that works, not some armchair commando fantasy about what might work. Preparedness that works. In that regard, I'm talking to a book distributor about carrying a number of Special Forces publications. Not John Moore's opinion of how to go to war and how to be prevail on the battlefield, but the best material money can buy, U.S. Army Special Forces Doctrine. One book in particular, over 500 pages, published in 1965, Special Forces Operational Techniques. I hope to have that along with a number of other Special Forces publications to help you all get prepared. I know you want to. I know you need to. Frequently, you don't know where to turn first. You need a little help. That's my job, is to help you connect the dots, help you get what will be beneficial to you, and avoid and do not get the things that won't work. Let me give you a quick example. This is where being an armchair commando can really get you in trouble. You might be going through your favorite catalog of field gear. And another break. We have our first break of the hour. Stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
230 years ago, our country declared its independence from the British Crown. One of the main issues was taxation without representation. Now, Aaron Russo's new film, America, Freedom to Fascism, exposes startling information on taxation, the Federal Reserve System, and the possibility that our children and grandchildren will be microchipped like cattle. Joseph Bannister, a former criminal investigator for the IRS, will tell you his shocking story. Hear what former Congressman Ron Paul says about the coming police state. In the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, the New Orleans Police Department went from house to house, confiscating firearms from law-abiding citizens just when they needed them the most to protect their property and their very lives. Find out more by going to www.freedomtofascism.com. Then, check the local listings for showings in your area. America, Freedom to Fascism opens Friday, July 28th in theaters near you.
Now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. The J.R. Moore on Saturday, the 29th day of July. I was getting ready to tell you a story. This is a personal experience. And you might be sitting going through your favorite field gear catalog, like I mentioned, and looking at flashlights and thinking to yourself, oh, I'll get one of these flashlights that has a red filter, so it'll preserve my night vision. And you think you're all set, you got that. Let me tell you what happens. Say you're out in the middle of the night, and you're searching for somebody, and you've got a map, and you've got one of these flashlights with a red filter on it. So you gotta get your bearings, move on down the road there a little bit, you turn on your flashlight with a red filter. Guess what? Any red markings on the map become completely invisible. I learned this myself firsthand on a training exercise with Special Forces as the intelligence NCO on an A-team. That's why we train. If you're in Special Forces for 20 years, you will train for 20 years. The training never ends, as well it should be. 2 o'clock in the morning, it's 10 degrees. I'm searching for a downed pilot. He's another Special Forces guy, wasn't really a downed pilot. But he really is out there waiting for us to be found. and it really is 10 degrees, and it really is 2 o'clock in the morning, and we really can't read our maps because they got red filters on them, making all the red markings go away. Now, of course, if it's not combat, you don't need to worry about what kind of flashlight you've got. You just use your flashlight. If you are in combat, turning on a flashlight can get you killed. Here's how you do that. You get underneath a poncho and make sure no light can escape, and then you use your flashlight. U.S. military issue ponchos are wonderful pieces of equipment. Multiple uses they can be used for. I always have at least two with me. I'm getting ready to inventory those also. I found a wholesale supplier. Snap two together. You got a nice shelter. Usually I use one on the bottom and one on the top for field expedient tent. You can make a litter, carry a wounded buddy with a poncho. Of course, you can wear it as a poncho and keep the rain off. Multiple uses for a poncho. Great, great pieces of equipment. But that little flashlight story is something that you need to be aware of. And there's many, many examples of little things that can get you in big trouble. That's why it's so important, no matter what piece of equipment you've got, no matter how simple or how complex, to get out there in the field and actually use this stuff. So you take delivery on whatever it might be, say it's a flashlight, could be something else, and you take it out of the package, you admire how attractive it is, and look forward to using it, and you put it in your closet or you put it in your bug out bag without using it in training first. Big mistake. I don't care what it is. You need to get that equipment, use it in the field, see how it works, see if it fits your needs. If it doesn't, get rid of it, give it away, and get something that'll work for you. Remember the KISS principle, K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, stupid. Words to live by, literally words to live by. Any piece of equipment you get, hopefully it would serve more than one purpose. That's one of the beautiful things about a U.S. Army poncho. Multiple uses out of one piece of equipment. That should be true of as many things as possible. Canteen cup. Canteen cup is something you'll use out in the bush several times a day. Use it to make coffee in. Use it to make tea, hot cocoa. Cook up a meal. Use it to heat up some hot water for shaving. And you may say, well, why would I shave out in the bush, John? Well, hygiene is very important. The U.S. Army officer in charge of the men that were encircled at the Battle of the Bulge ordered all those men to brush their teeth, shave, and wash every day, even though they were in the brutal middle dead of winter combat. Those men were ordered to brush their teeth, shave, and clean themselves every day. There's two purposes for that. One is the obvious one. Proper hygiene will keep you alive, keep you from becoming a casualty because of disease and illness. The other is morale. Two purposes being served. You're out in the bush with the Green Berets, you'll see these men at first light brushing their teeth, shaving, cleaning themselves out of a canteen, out of a canteen cup with little kits that we carry with us. Got to do it. You're out there in the bush and you want to survive, you got to keep clean. We have a caller here, Steve in Texas. Are you there, sir?
Hello?
Speak up, Steve. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Several weeks ago, you were talking about a pamphlet that you had about preparation for Nibiru, the 10th planet.
Yes, sir. It's titled Yes, sir. No need for panic. It's $5. You can order it from my website.
Okay. Can you just give a real quick thumbnail sketch
of
what we're up against?
What I usually call this, Steve, the reality of global warming as compared to the deception of global warming. Over the past 5 years, I've interviewed several dozen men and women, in particular several men who were in the U.S. Navy Submarine Corps and had access to classified briefings about rising ocean levels. These men don't know each other. They live miles apart, and they all told me almost exactly the same story and pointed out what the U.S. map would look like after the ocean levels come up, with damage to the East Coast, West Coast, Gulf Coast, and Great Lakes areas. All three of these men chose the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks for their retirement homes, the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks being known as a safe haven. I've also found out, Steve, and this is why I wrote my, it's now an 18-page document, monograph, I have found out that the U.S. government intends to start evacuating their own people beginning in 29 months, January of 2009, from low-lying areas, East Coast, West Coast, Gulf Coast, and Great Lakes areas, to what they consider safe havens.
Okay.
That's the Reader's Digest version, my friend.
All right. Okay, I'll be ordering that from the website.
Okay, thank you for your call, Steve.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. We had Professor McCanny on recently. I was talking to Jim the other day, and we've agreed to try to get him on here at least once a month. These are rapidly changing events, these earth changes. Even the government has had to change their plans. The government plan a year and a half ago was to start their evacuations in January 2010. They had to move their plan one full year closer to us in time. This 10th planet, Planet X, it's called many things, Nibiru, Wormwood, doing something that heavenly bodies aren't supposed to do, but because of the nature of it and our solar system, it is speeding up and slowing down. I've had any number of amateur astronomers tell me, John, it can't do that. Well, I'm sorry to report that it is. It is. Slowing up and speeding down. This timetable we have at the moment, 2009, January, may change again. I doubt it's going to get any further away. Could get closer. These earth changes, rising ocean levels, climate change, pole shift, these things are already happening. The magnetic pole has changed dramatically in the last few years. There's been a number of mainstream articles, National Geographic and others, about South Sea nations, small South Pacific nations, being virtually inundated by rising ocean levels already. This is not some fantasy of something that may happen in our grandchildren's lifetime. Well, these events are happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. As a matter of education and interest, I would urge you all to see Al Gore's new film, An Inconvenient Truth. I mentioned it in my most recent update to my article, An Inconvenient Truth, starring Al Gore. I watched it. I'll probably watch it two or three more times. I may get the DVD. Most likely will. I was watching it for one thing and one thing primarily. That was to learn the timeline given in the film. I wasn't disappointed. The timeline they give in the film is almost precisely the same timeline given by Jim Hansen, the director of the NASA Goddard Space Institute, President Bush's top climate modeler. We'll give you that timeline when we get back from the break. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take just a moment to talk now about PulseTech products. I've been using these products myself for 10-plus years, and this is a way to help your lead-acid batteries last probably twice as long. That's the kind of success I've had, plus maintain a full charge if you get one of the devices to do that. They have a number of devices. These things really work. The U.S. Army uses them on their M1 Abrams tanks, and that tells me a lot right there. It should tell you a lot. Give Roger Brown a call at 800-303-5902. I say again, 800-303-5902. His website is kmt-usa.com, kilomiketango-usa.com. You'll be glad you did. Give Roger a call. And these devices, these Power Pulse devices, will help you increase the life of your lead-acid batteries tremendously. Thank you.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
To say, live and let live.
You know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say, live and let die.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sitting here listening to this bumper music. It's one of my favorite little tunes there. This is J.R. Moore on Saturday, the 29th day of July, 2006. We're talking about preparedness, real preparedness, not fantasy preparedness. What works as opposed to some armchair commando idea of what might work. The first thing, the most important and foundational thing that all you men and women need to do is to get your spiritual life in order. That is an absolute must. It is not optional. Those who are spiritually prepared have a much greater chance of surviving hard times than those that aren't. We know this. The examples coming out of World War II POW camps, Korean POW camps, Vietnam POW camps, where thousands of young men were captured, held prisoner, proves it beyond any shadow of a doubt that the men who were captured and had a strong spiritual foundation had a vastly greater percentage chance of surviving these harsh conditions. Do that. Now, in addition, you need skills. The skills of a soldier, the skills of a backpacker, the skills of a ham radio operator, the skills of a paramedic. Lots of skills. The more skills you've got, better chance you've got of surviving. Skills of a shade tree mechanic. The ability to work with your hands and repair things and fix things and fabricate things with a Gerber multiplier and not much else. Skills, skills, skills. Skills take time. And learning skills and refining skills never ends. I'm looking at taking a course myself on this upcoming fall, an adult evening course. We'll see if I can work that into my schedule. The time to acquire those skills is now. Let's take the skills, life-saving skills, for example. During an extreme crisis, 911 will be useless. If your friend or your loved one is injured, and you've got the skills, and you've got the equipment equal to your life-saving skills, you have a far better chance of saving the life of that person than if you don't. Because if you don't have the skills, you don't have a medical kit equal to that skill level, you may be left with no alternative except to hold the hand of your loved one while they slip away from you and die. That's not a good place to be. Not a good place to be at all. It's July 2006. How much time do we have before a severe crisis? I can't tell you that. I do know that it takes some time to get life-saving skills. Consider this. A Red Cross first aid course, a Red Cross first responder CPR course. You're talking a couple of days there. 2 days out of your busy life. Very basic stuff. I took the Red Cross first aid course with my daughter when she was 12. She thought it was great fun to bandage up Dad. It helped her get babysitting jobs that she couldn't have got qualified for otherwise and demand a slightly higher price for her babysitting skills because she had a Red Cross first aid certificate. And most of the youngsters her age did not. Get those skills now before something comes up and you regret it. People in Hurricane Katrina area, devastated area, which was thousands of square miles, by the way, not just New Orleans, those that had the skills did far better than those that didn't. Those that had skills and equipment did far better than those that did not. Those that had a spiritual foundation to work from were in great physical condition, had the skills and had the equipment, had a far greater chance of coming through that crisis alive along with their loved ones. Getting in physical condition is something that isn't done overnight. It takes weeks, if not months, depending on your starting point, to get in good physical condition. Not too late to start. I hope it's not, anyway. Start tomorrow morning. We'll be back after the break. Call in number is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore on the 29th day of July, 2006. My male friends, men who are generally considerably younger than me, 10, 15, 20 years younger than me, men that have families, small children, have spouses. Many of these men have the concerns that we talk about here on this show, concerns about a crisis happening with no notice, economic collapse, World War III, whatever it might be. When it comes to physical fitness, they'll tell me, and this is a number of different men. Well, after the crisis, then I'll get in shape. At the moment, they look like they're smuggling basketballs. After the crisis, then I'll get in shape. In the meantime, I'll eat and drink tasty food and tasty beverages, and I'll get in shape after the crisis begins. Here's the defective logic taking place there. Gentlemen and ladies, the first 24 to 72 hours is when you're going to have to be in the best shape. There won't be any getting in shape that first 24 to 72 hours. Yeah, 2 to 3 months after the event begins, you may be in good physical condition and lost that basketball that you're smuggling under your T-shirt. If you've lived that long, I repeat, the first 24 to 72 hours in a fast-moving crisis, is that's when you need to be in a condition that will save your loved ones, not 2 to 3 months after the fact. 41 years ago, next month, I put on a football uniform for my senior year in high school, August 1965, 41 years ago. I weighed 165 pounds. I now weigh 165 pounds. I can no longer run 100 yards in 10.0 seconds, but I can run 100 meters in less than 16 seconds, which is about a 3-second increase. Seeing as how I'm almost, well, I'll be 59 years old next month. Not bad for a guy who's 3 birthdays away from collecting Social Security. In fact, probably better than most men 18 years old in 2006, I'm sad to say. Where have we come to where a 59-year-old man can outrun most 18-year-old young men? Well, that's the condition of our country. 75% of all young men and women who would like to enlist in the U.S. military are rejected, mostly for physical conditions, mostly because they're too heavy. And it's a very lenient weight standard, by the way, extremely lenient in my opinion, and they're still rejected. Richard in Alabama, are there, sir?
Oh.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
I used to listen to Mark Kornke, and he had a program similar to this. Do you remember Mark Kornke?
Well, Mark was at the forefront of waking up a lot of people back in the early 90s, early to mid-90s. His presentation skills, the first tape he made, which I think I still have a copy of it, you can tell here's a young man who's very bright, knows exactly what he's talking about on one hand, and on the other, he's not used to being in front of an audience. And that was, what, back around 93, 94, something like that? Mark did a great service for the country. He's taken a lot of heat at great personal sacrifice for him and his family to do what he did. And God bless Mark Kornke and his family.
Yeah.
Is that it, Richard?
No, I had another thought.
Yes, sir.
I live in Alabama, which used to be a sort of a rural state. But nowadays, anywhere you go, even back in the backwoods where you can find deer to shoot at or something, when the sun goes down, you can see lights come on all through the woods. And there's not
really
a hillside or a hilltop that doesn't have a house already built on it.
No,
what I'm
kidding.
Saying is there's no wilderness anymore. No wilderness to hide out in. None.
Well, there are states where there is, and I wasn't aware it was that built up in Alabama, but there's still places with a lot of open country.
Well, I don't see it around
here. If you go
here.
Down southern Louisiana, no swamps, you're going to not see any lights.
Well, you'd be amazed at how many people are built back in the swamps.
No kidding.
Oh, people love to, when they get retired and if they have money, they want to build them a house way out in the boonies and not have to mess with people.
Well, we have a lot of that in my area where I live, a lot of retirees that have built homes in fairly remote areas.
Well, what I'm saying, there's just no wilderness to practice your survival skills in. And no matter where you go, you'll have people watching you. You can't move around without somebody seeing you. And so I don't know that survival skills do much good. If the officers got a warrant out for you, somebody will squeal on you and you'll get caught.
Well, that's a different situation. Having a warrant for your arrest and survival skills aren't necessarily dealing with the same topic.
Well, nowadays
they
can arrest people.
Being this character Rudolph, I think it was, Eric Rudolph, that was charged with blowing up an abortion clinic.
Mm.
He was an extraordinary example of somebody using wilderness survival skills to escape the police. That rarely, rarely happens.
It turned out that he wasn't really living in the deep woods. He was living with friends and just moving from house to house and protected by trusted friends.
That was a lot of what was going on. It was probably a mixed bag, and what you're saying is true. Thank you for your call, Richard. We appreciate it. Okay, and we got another Alabama resident, John in Alabama. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. How are you doing, John?
Real good, sir. Go ahead.
Just a little information on the survival side here. The word Adirondack comes from a Mohawk word meaning tree eaters, or they eat trees.
Really?
Yeah. And this was a tribe of Indians whose staple food was the inner bark of the elm tree. And they would make flour out of it, just like we would with potatoes or wheat or whatever we want to use.
Well, down here where I live, we got 17 varieties of oak trees and lots of acorns.
Right. So one of the survival skills that we all could do is, for a day or two, eat nothing but stuff that is growing in our yard instead of mowing it down.
Well, I did that, John. My wife and I were at a weekend seminar a month ago where we learned to identify, harvest, prepare, and eat wild edibles, and totally off the grid. And it was a fun weekend, challenging, and I learned that stuff I've been running a lawnmower over for 50 years is stuff I can eat, which was shocking to me.
Right. I've been practicing that for almost 50 years. I don't know if you know it or not, but I eat them all the time, and that is daylilies. They're really good. I mean, it sounds funny. It sounds weird. But daylilies are great, and especially if you pick them just
That was mentioned in our course. You're right. And
especially
go ahead.
Pick them just before the blossoms open, they're a little bit better tasting. They've got a little bit of a cayenne flavor to them.
Well, some of these plants,
every flower that would grow, including roses, is edible. Chickweed is great. I love it as a salad. In fact, I'll just walk around the yard and eat chickweed. It's really full of juice. I mean, it's full of water.
Well, be sure you rinse it off first in case the dogs got there first.
Well, I'm not too worried about that either. I mean, it's why worry about that if you're trying to survive? Poke greens.
Well, I was going to mention
one of my very favorite.
There's a caveat with poke. Early in its cycle, when poke is a young plant, it's edible. But later in the cycle, it's poisonous.
No, it's not, John.
Well,
my mother used to make cobbler out of the berries, which are supposed to be poisonous. They're not. That's all wives' tales.
Really?
I grow poke to eat it in my yard, and I pick it all the way up until it's dying.
During its entire cycle.
I eat the berries as well. All of that is old wives' tales. There's almost nothing in your yard or in the forest that is poisonous to you. Even Ewell Gibbons in his book, in fact, everybody ought to go get some of Ewell Gibbons' paperbacks. They're real cheap. Ewell Gibbons, especially Did You Ever Eat a Pine Tree or Stalking the Wild Asparagus, and he has pictures of the plants that are edible, and he has ways to prepare them. There's just an awful lot that we've forgotten.
I agree. There is a lot to it. You need to practice it. This is one of those things I talk about armchair commandos. You can't learn. I mean, there's excellent books, and you should have them on one hand. On the other, you need to get out and actually do it.
That's right. I've been doing this stuff, like I said, for over 50 years, and my mother and her friends and people around us all these years, we've always eaten like that. I was actually raised in Arkansas. But one of the things that everyone should keep in their survival kit and in their first aid kit is something you can get at any grocery store, and it's sulfadene, S-U-L-F-O-D-E-N-E, and that's it's found in the animal section. It's to put on hot spots for the animals and so forth, but it's great. It contains sulfur, and it'll cure almost anything that's an open wound, a sore, a burn. It's great. It's called sulfadene, S-U-L-F-O-D-E-N-E, and it's real cheap.
Outstanding. John, thank you for your call. We got a break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Alrighty. Hello.
I thought we had a break. Okay. The host screwed up. We got Randy in Illinois. Are you there, Randy? Speak up, Randy.
Never Randy. I met you in 1999 at the First Baptist Church over in St. Louis.
My goodness, Randy.
I used to listen to your radio show all the time when you was here in St. Louis.
Well, now worldwide, not just local.
Yeah, I'm glad you're on the air. Hey, we weathered the storm pretty good down here. A few of my friends had generators, and there's a lot of damage down here. Granite City, Pontoon Beach, Bethalto, pretty hard-hit areas. But no matter what, you still can't wake people up.
Well, I heard the damage in East St. Louis was such that you couldn't tell the difference between before and after the storm.
That's the truth.
That's a joke.
I've been through St. Louis, but not lately. But you still can't get people to wake up, even when their power's out 5 to 7 days in some cases down here.
Well, Randy, you're right. We had a year ago, Labor Day weekend, 2005, we had one of the worst tragedies this country's seen with this Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
And for many people, it was a wake-up call, and for others, it was just an interruption to their sports schedule is all it was.
Yeah. Well, I've got maybe a half a dozen friends, and we're stocked up and prepared and stuff. We do need to get to higher elevation. I'm down here pretty low level, down 9 miles from the Mississippi there, but we're planning
on... Well, it's not the distance, it's the elevation.
Right, yeah. We're trying to get over there in Bond County. I think they're about 550 feet. Would that be high enough?
At least initially. I'd rather see another couple, 200-300 feet higher, but 500 feet is a good start.
Yeah.
The U.S. Navy says, Randy, 300 feet is a minimum, bare minimum. What I would urge you to do, and this would be helpful, you and your friends get together and rent a small plane with a pilot, unless one of you guys is a pilot, and fly over that area at about 2,000 to 3,000 feet. You can see where the river used to be.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is a wake-up call. You can see where the Mississippi River used to be, where its natural banks are. And most likely, you also see that where you're staying right now used to be part of the river.
I'm sure it is, because I live right below the bluffs there.
Well, you can get a pilot and a four-seater plane for maybe $100 an hour or so, and it'd be a fun hour. It'd be a fun 1 hour to spend flying over where you are and where you might think you want to be, and get yourself some topographical maps over that area also.
Okay, good idea there.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, John. It's good hearing from you.
Good to talk to you, Randy.
All right, bye.
Goodbye, sir. Steve in Ohio.
Good afternoon, John.
Yes, sir. Speak up.
Good show.
Thank you.
I had a question. I've been preparing for 15 years now, and I've got some wheat, corn, beans, that sort of thing that I've put away, but I packed it away with CO2 to drive the bugs out and to kind of store it. I've kept it cool and dry. You think the food value of that's maybe getting out to the tail end, or?
The main thing with long-term storage of grains is the temperature and humidity.
Yeah. Well, it's been indoors, air-conditioned, and cooled.
If you're running 50% humidity and 72 degrees on the temperature, that should last 20 years with no problem whatsoever. Now, I've never heard of CO2 is. Not as good as nitrogen, but it's okay.
Yeah. I thought, too.
Did you use dry ice to get the CO2 in there?
No, it was in a can.
Okay. That'll displace the oxygen. That's mainly what you want to do.
I packed it with desiccant packs and oxygen absorbers, too. How about MREs? I've got some of those set back, and some of those are getting out there probably 10 years old.
Well, you're getting towards the end of the useful life. When I get that old, we refer to them as being used for refugees and prisoners. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was saying one thing I thought would be an alternative on the legumes and stuff I'd put back. I'd always use them for sprouts. You can take a pound of
Well, sprouts are excellent. And, Alan, who sells the wheatgrass products on RBN, has a lot of stuff in that regard. But you want some fresh MREs and freeze-dried food, contact the freeze-dried guy.
I got some of the freeze-dried chicken and the beef steaks and stuff, so I'm doing that.
I got some LARPs, too. They're not sold out. Those LARPs are really good stuff.
Okay. I had been using the MREs and the bug-out bag and stuff like that. I was thinking of those alert packages and stuff. So I'm a ham radio operator, and like the fellow mentioned before, I spent several years learning about herbs and was spending about $200 a month on prescription medicines, and within a year I'd replaced most of those with stuff I was growing in my herb gardens and stuff, because I learned that most of that stuff comes from plants anyway.
That's right.
And was able
they make a slight change so they can patent it. That's all they do.
Yeah, and so it's taken me all, you know, well, I came back from Nam in 69, and I've been a survivalist since.
Outstanding. Thank you for your call, sir.
Great show, buddy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a garden, if you know somebody that has a garden, if you have a farm, if you know somebody that has a farm, any kind of farm, whether it's row crops, fruit trees, tomatoes, hog farm, they need to know about BioZymeAg.com, BioZymeAg.com. A unique line of products for agriculture, whether you're growing tomatoes in a 5-gallon plastic bucket or you have 5,000 acres in wheat or alfalfa, potatoes, doesn't matter, hog farm. There will be products here that will help you have a better quality product without the use of chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides. BioZymeAg.com. They have a phone number, 785-628-6435. I say again, 785-628-6435. That's BioZymeAg.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, get our last couple of callers in before the show wraps up here. If you want the best in freeze-dried products, get a hold of Freeze-Dried Guy. FreezeDriedGuy.com. He's got a phone number, 530-265-8333. 530-265-8333. Talk to Freeze-Dried Guy. He'll take good care of you. Clarence in Oklahoma, you're there, sir. Clarence.
Talk to
Speak
you.
Up. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, I am. Good to talk to you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. On headset. Yeah, I've really enjoyed this talk you've had about the skills you need and everything. And I will say this, you know, about the food and everything.
Yes,
and
sir.
What you can eat. I can remember my father, I'm Vietnam era. I was in the Air Force during Vietnam. I was in security police. So my dad was in World War II, and he was a B-29 crew member. And I think some of the best training, if you could get the manuals on this, some of the best training on survival out in nowhere is given to fighter pilots, you know, because if they're out nowhere, they could be, don't tell them how long.
Right.
They could be found. And I remember the one thing he told me, and this might be helpful to the audience. He said they were taught, you know, if they're out there and you're like you're talking about what you can eat out there in the wild. He said, watch the animals. Whatever they eat, we can eat.
Well, not necessarily. Like without some preparation first, like squirrels eating acorns.
Yeah.
If you eat acorns without preparing them properly, you're going to get really, really sick.
Oh, okay.
You have to soak them in fresh water, 24 hours, change that water, do it again for 3 days.
Uh-huh.
72 hours changing the water once every 24 hours, fresh, clean drinking water.
Uh-huh.
Then you can eat the meat of the acorns. But if you eat them like a squirrel, you're going to get real sick real quick.
Okay. I did not know
little
that.
Things like that.
Of course, his training was back 60 years ago. They were just starting that thing, you know. So I'm sure things have advanced quite a bit then. I want you to get your next caller, but if you could next week, I'm sure you've got a good library of books and good things
to
recommend. If you could do that, I'll be listening, and I'd like to write those.
We'll recommend some books specifically on wild edibles next week.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thank you, Clarence.
You
Ralph in Oklahoma. Ralph, are you there, sir? Speak up.
Yes, John.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
I agree with you on the folk salad, Dale. I respectfully disagree with, I guess he was an Alabama caller.
Maybe they got a different kind of poke down there, but you know, my instructor here in Missouri, yeah.
But if you've ever noticed any livestock or had any kind of raised up with that, they will not eat that. I don't care how starved they get. If you got them pinned up, they just won't. They'll stay away from it. Birds are the only thing I know that carry off some of the seeds sometimes. But I've eaten it when it's low, like you said, in its early stages. But it.
Right.
It will hurt you bad once it gets on up. Lamb's quarters is the thing that is the best there is.
And that's a good food also.
Pardon?
Ralph, thank you for your call.
Okay,
we're out of time. Yes, sir. I had a great time. I hope you all did. You all be safe. Learn your skills. Practice. Talk to you next week. God bless America.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS
or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.